This is WFAE News. I'm Gwendolyn Glenn. As North Carolina closes fossil fuel power plants to fight global warming, the question is what will replace them? Charlotte-based Duke Energy already produces about half the region's electricity with nuclear power plants built decades ago. Now the company is studying whether to build a new generation of smaller nuclear plants that eventually could help end the use of fossil fuels. Climate reporter David Borax wrote about this in WFAE's climate newsletter this week and joins me now. Hi, David.
Hey, Gwen.
So, David, remind us why Duke Energy and North Carolina are trying to get away from fossil fuels.
This is part of the state's broader effort across all sectors of the economy to eliminate the heat-trapping pollution that causes global warming. Duke Energy definitely has a head start with that fleet of nuclear plants like McGuire on Lake Norman and the Catawba Nuclear Station on Lake Wylie. As you mentioned, we get about half our electricity from those plants, which don't emit carbon. But we still use coal and natural gas, and electricity accounts for about a third of the state's carbon pollution. That's the second largest source after transportation. In 2021, the governor signed an energy reform bill that calls for cutting carbon emissions from energy by 70% from 2005 levels by 2030 and reaching carbon neutrality by 2050.
So those nuclear plants are decades old and nearing the end of their licenses. So how does nuclear power fit into Duke Energy's future plans?
That's right. The licenses for Duke's nuclear plants end in the 2030s. So the company's asking the federal government to renew those licenses for another 20 years. Meanwhile, as part of its long-range carbon plan for meeting the state's climate goals, Duke is looking to build a new generation of small modular nuclear reactors, or SMRs. Like the bigger plants, they would provide base load. That means the electricity that's always on and available, even when solar or wind power aren't. Duke Energy CEO Lynn Good talked about this with Wall Street analysts 2 weeks ago.
The small modular reactor is something we're spending time on, and you would expect us to. We are the largest regulated nuclear operator in the U.S., sitting in a part of the world that embraces nuclear as part of the solution.
Nuclear power is carbon-free and reliable, but there's a lively debate about Duke's plans over cost, timing, and safety.
Well, let's talk about that. Many of us remember the nuclear accidents at Chernobyl in 1986 and Fukushima in 2011. Are these smaller plants safer?
That's a key part of the debate, you know, both the safety of the plants themselves and what happens to the spent fuel. Small reactors are used on nuclear ships like aircraft carriers and submarines, but right now there aren't any in commercial operation on land. Naomi Oreskes is a science historian at Harvard University and a nuclear power opponent.
Even if we agreed in principle that nuclear power was desirable, and I don't, but I'm just for the sake of argument, there are actually very few places in the United States where it's practical. All nuclear power runs the risk of catastrophic accident.
Radiation from a leak or explosion would put people around the plants at risk of cancer and other diseases. Duke Energy's current nuclear plants have a 10-mile safety zone where sirens are tested periodically and iodine pills are distributed to residents. But supporters argue that small plants are safer and need much smaller safety zones. Jeff Merrifield is chair of the Energy Association E4 Carolinas and a former Nuclear Regulatory Commission member. Here he is on a recent WFAE Charlotte Talks.
The Nuclear Regulatory Commission, the commissioners have said they will consider the notion of having an emergency evacuation zone 2 miles or less, in some cases the fence line 1,000 yards from the plant. So that's a dramatic reduction, and it's a reflection of the enhanced safety.
Since there are no small modular reactors in commercial operation yet, these are questions the industries will have to answer for regulators and consumers.
Well, what about cost and timing? Nuclear construction projects are notorious for delays and cost overruns.
Yeah, these plants will cost several billion dollars or more each, depending on their size. That's still significantly more expensive than existing alternatives like gas-fired power plants or solar. As Oreskes said, there's a lot of amnesia about nuclear technology, which she said has a history of failed promises. UNC Charlotte engineering professor Mike Mazzola says this is a critical point.
The real issue that we need to solve is making sure that we bring advanced digital construction technologies to make sure those plants get built on cost and on schedule. Otherwise, we're not going to be able to use them in time.
And by that, he means that small nuclear reactors might not be ready in time to help us meet the targets for cutting carbon emissions and slowing global warming. That's why nuclear opponents say we should stick to wind and solar power and battery storage, technologies that are cheaper and ready to use today.
So, David, when might this new nuclear technology be ready for companies like Duke?
The government is subsidizing development and pushing the technology. We did hit a milestone in January when the Nuclear Regulatory Commission gave final approval to the first design for a small modular reactor by a company called NuScale Power. That gets the ball rolling, but Duke Energy's carbon plan says it could be 2034 or later before the first small nuclear plants are up and running in the Carolinas.
That's WFAE climate reporter David Wurax. Thanks, David.
You're welcome, Gwen.
Climate coverage on WFAE is supported by the One Earth and Salamander Funds.